WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Lift yourself, man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The wrestling's wearing the holiday spirit, and so are we. It's the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com. And presented, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use Craig or Rock Suck or Lin's M Ward in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, because we are hashtag Epic Partners. I am Sirak, and that's Lindsay Ward.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday night. We're here. We're live. And some of us are having a better night than others.
That is for sure. So the theme of tonight, which we'll get into, was number one contenders and trying to crown them. But we'll get to that here in a little bit. There was other action that happened on the show, which included AJ Styles taking on Chad Gable. This all got set up from an incident that happened on SmackDown where Gable and Owens got sprayed with milk, and the OC were laughing at this incident on their way into the building, and Gable took offense of it, and Carl's in Japan, and AJ is, you know, according to some people, mainly Gable, you know, he's not as he once was. He's washed up in a matter of terms. So they had a match, which AJ Styles was able to get the win.
Ding. This is good. I like this very, very much. I like the carryover from SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice little touch.
The Street Profits, along with Akira Tozawa, took on the Judgment Day on the show.
Poor Dominic, he did not have a good time.
No, he was not. No, he not in this one. This one he was okay. Later, he had more of an issue. Judgment Day were able to pick up the win here, but as you mentioned, later on he didn't have such good luck. So it was Asuka and Rhea Ripley, which great match. It's Asuka and Rhea Ripley. New look for Asuka. No makeup. She got rid of the war paint, the face paint, which was a different look for her, which was, I guess, a change in the character she's going with.
I guess. Like, I'm not opposed to it. Like, because Asuka's kind of been just doing the same thing for a while, just sort of like, you know, chilling. So I'm here for her making changes. She's been out posting on social old pictures of her previous gimmicks.
Yeah. So what happened?
So we'll see.
What happened was Dom took the mist to the face and, well, was not happy afterwards. And no one was helping him. Rhea would end up getting the win. But Dom took it right to in the face. And then they were backstage. And he was not a... He went, "Mommy, it burns." And then Damian Priest was like, "I mean, could burn elsewhere. And Rhea was like, "Damian,
look. That boy's been with them long enough. He knows. They've just broken him in."
So, to answer the question, Chatlamans, you have to subscribe with Prime to remove ads. If you just sync your account, that doesn't remove ads. You have to subscribe to a channel to remove ads. That's the concept of the Prime Gaming subscription. Prime Gaming subscription removes ads. Not just having a Prime account. That's how all that worked. Just for the record. So there was that on this show. Then there was Io Sky, who took on Candice LeRae in a grudge match. Io Sky would end up getting the win. There was a lot of interesting stuff going on, including, I don't know, if they forgot to bring out a chair for Bayley or get her a headset, because there was a lot of yelling about that. But the match was really good.
The match was fantastic. I enjoyed it quite a lot. But, there was some confusion about Bayley's chair, Bayley's headset. There was a lot of distraction. She was like, WTF, you know, just all the things.
All the things. So what was even more confusing was Kevin Owens being interviewed by Kathy Kelly. Kathy asked him what happened with the bloodline last week. But before he could even answer, Elias showed up. And asked if he could be in this corner when he faces Solo later on in the show. And then Owens is like, are you serious? Remember everything we just went through months ago? All the mental trauma that you put me through? Elias blames his brother Ezekiel. It's like, that was my brother. And Owens is like, even if it was true, if even I were to believe that's true, you slammed the guitar over my head last time and we were in the ring together. Elias is like, we just leave that all in the past. And Elias needed Kevin Owens. Kevin's like, you need me? And he just stormed off. I like how he continues to bring that up. That is great stuff.
It's fantastic. I love everything about it. Like, just the carry through, the follow through on it, where Kevin's like, no, we're not doing this. No. Mm-mm.
So Elias came to the ring. He was doing a guitar tribute concert for Matt Riddle, who was out a few weeks with some kind of injury that they said. Elias said Riddle knew the universal truth, which is what WWE stands for, which is Walk with Elias. And his dream was to perform with him. And, well, he found some lyrics that Riddle wrote, so he began singing Riddle's song, Elias, You're My Bro. He gets mostly through it until Solo interrupts, leading to the match between Solo and Elias. Solo would end up getting the win. Afterwards, Solo beat up Elias some more. Out came Kevin Owens, stuns him, Sammy scatters, and then gives a stunner to Elias to end the segment.
This was good. They're trying their best without Matt Riddle. Like, Riddle getting suspended is a little awkward right now.
Injured.
But they're trying.
He's injured. Wink.
Injured. Wink. In quotations.
Wink. We'll talk more about that Thursday. I like that Solo is now using the Samoan Spike.
Mm-hmm.
The Umaga's move. I like that. It's a nice addition to everything. To his act. It's going to be good for him. Because it's a move you can hit on anyone.
Well, I like it because they're very slowly beginning for him to set up to break out on his own, where eventually he has enough of being sort of the background player in the heavy, and he decides that he wants to move forward and potentially challenge some people for some things later on down the line.
We'll have to see about that. So backstage, we had Johnny Gargano and Dexter. They were coming up with ideas on how to spend Miz's money.
I like that they're just walking around with this giant ass bag of money. Like, you don't go put it in a bank, because that would be smart. You're just walking around with a bag of money.
Like, Johnny and Dexter had all these plans for, like, big suits and stuff like that. Like, whatever it was. Which were crazy ideas. And Candace showed up and reminded, it's a holiday season, it's time for giving. And then Gargano told Loomis an idea. So with their idea was to give back. So they bought all the merch from the merch table. And they started handing it out to the fans, and Loomis handed a stuffed bear to a young kid. Then they came to the ring, and they brought a wagon full of clothing, the merch, and they tossed it out to everybody. And then he pulls out the t-shirt gun. Gargano starts shooting it off. Miz shows up, steals the money. Adam Pearce comes back to the ring, forces Miz to give him back the money. Miz is like, it's my money, and then Loomis starts to go leave, and Gargano said he was going to get an axe, and Pierce stops him because we don't need an axe. Miz said he was desperate, and he would face Loomis in a rematch to get his money back. And then Gargano kept calling Miz Mike, and Miz kept correcting him. It's Miz, my name's Miz. No, it's Mike. Gargano said if Adam Pearce is okay with it, Loomis will be willing to give him his money back in a rematch next week, but they're raising the stakes by making a ladder match. Whoever climbs the ladder and retrieves both bags of money will win it all. Miz is like, both bags? Gargano said, well, Loomis is putting up money, Miz should have to do the same. So we're going double or nothing. Miz said he doesn't have the cash, and Gargano knows everyone knows he's rich, and he's like, but my wife controls the money and only gives him an allowance. We got a tiny balls chant. Gargano said, that's the other catch. So Miz finally agrees, and he'll find out a way to get the money. Gargano said that the other catch was that Miz needed help and give away the rest of the merch in a Santa's little elf costume. So throughout the night, we also got pictures of him giving out the merch in the elf costume. Good segment.
This was really, really, really good. I like this quite a lot. I loved the board, the white erase board behind Dexter and Johnny in the first segment.
Yeah.
With all the different art and stuff on it. That was absolutely fantastic. But yeah, this was all good. I like that we finally started doing things and we're having matches and there's more at stake in this feud because, like I said a while ago, this has been good and it's been a nice way to introduce Dexter and bring Johnny and Dexter and Candace all back together and do all these things. But it just hasn't been going anywhere. Now it's started going somewhere and I'm here for it. So let's go. Let's keep going.
So as I mentioned at the top of the show, tonight was about crowning number one contenders for respective championships. One included the Raw Women's Championship, which was Alexa Bliss and Bayley in a number one contenders match. Before the match could even begin, Becky Lynch showed up and took out both Dakota and Io and chased her off with chairs, so they would not be able to interfere in the match, leaving Alexa and Bayley one-on-one. You had Bianca ringside watching all the action. There was one point Bayley removed the turnbuckle pad and Bianca was saying, see what you did, and causing a little bit of distraction. But in the end, clean finish in the middle, or close to the middle. Twisted Bliss, Alexa Bliss, gets the win. And is now the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship.
But we had a little bit of a problem because Little Miss Bliss, well, she teased something again. She kind of sort of had a visit from her sister Abigail. And
so after the match, Bianca and Bianca and Alexa were teasing a handshake. She goes for a hug, and that's when the Bray Wyatt symbol showed up on the screen, and then that's your sister Abigail tease. And then she's like, wait, what? Huh? What? Who? Huh? What? What just happened here?
We're getting something. Bray, or Uncle Howdy, or somebody is pushing their control over Alexa, and she didn't have Lily with her to protect her. Because there was audio too, wasn't there? Of like the therapist or something?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Okay. So, but yeah, they had Alexa walk away confused. And Bianca was confused, but yeah, Bray is exhibiting his control over Alexa.
Like, you knew the minute they did this wide shot of behind Alexa, when she opened up her arms for the hug, is like, waiting for the symbol to show up, waiting for it. I thought she was actually going to hit the sister Abigail, but it was just a tease.
Like, we're going there eventually. Eventually we're going to get the two of them together, and eventually she's gonna do the thing, potentially.
She's in fact going to do the thing. The other one was for the United States Championship number one contenders match, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley. Really good main event. Seth Rollins would end up getting the win. At one point there was a referee bump in this matchup. That after, which caused some, you know, heartache for Bobby Lashley, who had the match won. Then he, after the match, after he took the pedigree and lost, Lashley would get up into the official's face, explaining what, trying to figure out what happened, and reached back and knocked one of them out, causing Adam Pearce to storm down to ringside. And Adam Pearce has a mad, and he's trying to talk some sense into him. And then Lashley shoves back Adam Pearce. And then Adam Pearce gets up. You hear some bleeps because he was cursing. And then he got up in Lashley's face and said, "You're fired." To end Monday Night Raw. He warned him last week that last week was an accident. This week, there would be consequences. And the consequence was, he lost the job.
I liked this a lot. Because Bobby's like, oh no, what do I do now? Like, kind of thing. Like, like Bobby was like, oh shit. Like, just shit. What do I do? Because I just majorly effed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, I'm here for all of this.
And Lashley was like, what happened? But, like, what did you say? Like, you're fired. So we'll see how Lashley may or may not get his job back going forward. But overall, solid Raw.
very solid Raw. We're beginning to build and look to the next pay-per-view, which we have a while on, so they can really, really, really do something nice here.
Right, and we're slow building. Now we have number one contenders, so I would assume on the first of the year, or whatever the first show of the year is, we'll get two big title matches on the first Raw of the new year.
Yep.
And then you'll build your Rumble contenders from there. I think that's pretty good.
I'm here for that.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back to talk NXT Deadline.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
The final show of CB Radio for 2022 airs live this Saturday, midnight-ish. Before that, will be Fortnite with Friends. At some point, we'll figure out when and the time and who knows. But that will happen this Saturday. Sunday night, the final edition of WTR, Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio. We at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com is Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel just by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. That makes all the content ad-free. You can also use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the 499 item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy your battle passes and your seasonal skins. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact. Woo. You can also check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@symbol Lynn's Ward or lynnsward.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on YouTube. Like, subscribe, ring the bell. I would appreciate everything.
This has been a Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, and right back here Monday night for the Raw Potion. Long Airwaves, the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.